This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is Friday, October 25th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of every guest that I've ever had on the program since my first program on October 23rd, 2010. So I've just celebrated my 3 years here on RBN. You may see their names as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. Regarding the guest on this program, I'm relatively tolerant and like to hear every aspect of a given issue. That tolerance does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything that a guest may present. If I disagree with a guest, I might raise an objection if it is pertinent. However, if someone says that he or she is a Zionist and believes in the Holocaust, then that is merely an admission of his or her status, for which we should all be grateful. I'm certainly not going to counter his or her statement or take the opportunity to try and re-educate someone. My guests are on the program to present what they know, not to get re-educated or put into an embarrassing situation. That is the worst possible environment for learning. I believe that RBN listeners are sufficiently astute to draw their own conclusions about the guests or the subjects that we discuss on this program. We are all not going to arrive at the same conclusions. We have not all had the same educational opportunities or experiences, and we are not going to share the same opinion about every event, issue, or guest. Accept or reject what they offer and don't jump to false conclusions if you disagree about something. It's very counterproductive, and it certainly does not mean that there's some sort of suspicious agent that's infiltrated the movement. All righty, we will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome, R-H-O-M-E. He is the author of From the Temple to the Talmud, which is published by the Barnes Review, one of my favorite publishers, and I hope that you will go to their website, barnesreview.org. You can see all kinds of wonderful books that they have published. And don't forget to visit the Gnostic Liberation Front. That's gnosticliberationfront.com for news and other things that you're not likely to find on other sites. Dr. Rome, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I'm very pleased to be on again.
And Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'd love to hear what you say about Holocaust and all of that. You and I and others have tried to expose the lies about it, and I think you have done especially a good job.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate your kindness. And certainly, as I mentioned in my opening statements, we are not all going to agree about things, but that doesn't make us somehow evil or anything else. It's because we all have different experiences. I particularly like your book, your recent book, and I also, and it's called From the Temple to the Talmud, and a few years back I obtained from you another book, a very short book. It's called A Few Minutes Before Midnight, which I think you created that in 2008. And anyway, I just wanted to throw that in, that I really appreciate your work and your perceptions.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that, and I think we're reaching a lot of people who have not heard a lot of what we have to say, and that is a very, very good thing in my opinion.
Exactly. So let's talk about your book today. Let's your latest one, and that was when was that released? 2011, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay, and you talk about some of the chapter one, beginning an exploratory journey. Chapter 2, what was the ancient Hebrew religion? Chapter 3, exploring the origins and evolution of the Hebrew language. Where do you want to begin? There's just too many things here to talk about. Chapter 5, you talk about Esther, the queen of Purim.
Well, I think in both that book and my current book about Islam, that I have succeeded in teeing off all three, what I call the three Semitic religions, which basically are Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And I went on and on in From the Temple to the Talmud about Judaism, but also it deals some with Christianity, the Book of Esther, and all of that. I don't mean to offend any listeners who may be Christians at all, but I said on several radio broadcasts, the Bible is essentially a Jewish book. It was written for Jews, by Jews, and for those the Jews wish to deceive. A lot of people are deceived by it. When you start studying about the Bible, you see that there are many other books, Princess Gospel of Barnabas and other books that are not in the Bible that we have, that most people have sitting in their homes. Almost every Christian has a Bible around, if not more than one, somewhere. But basically, we are overlooking a lot of other information about the early Christian religion, and most people don't really want to hear about this.
Exactly. And these books that you mentioned, well, the books in the Bible, it's a compilation of books that some entity decided to put together.
And
it doesn't mean that everything in there is true or has the same validity or the same amount of influence or the same credibility. I recently purchased a book based on what a very wonderful person, Carol, recommended. It is called the Gospel of Thomas, and it's a very wonderful book, and that's one of the books, of course, that is not included in the Bible, and it does have a lot of Gnostic material in it, and I think that we just need to recognize that any entity could compile a bunch of books depending on what they wanted to have in it, preferred to have in it.
That's exactly true. Speaking of Gnostic literature, about the same time the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in Israel, in Egypt at Nag Hammadi, that's N-A-G space H-A-M-A-D-I, in Egypt, the not Gnostic Gospels, the Nag Hammadi texts were turned up. Many, 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 many books that really do, none of that appears in what we have as the Bible today. Unlike the Dead Sea Scrolls, since it was found in Egypt, the Zionists in Israel were unable to cover it up and seclude it. So those are available again if you get on internet and Google or whatever search engines you'd like to use. Nag, N-A-G-H-A-M-A-I-D-M-A-D-I, Nag Hammadi, you will find a full English translation of all of those. Very, very helpful.
All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rohm. That's H-A-R-R-E-L-L. First, I would like to establish some definitions here. Let's establish what Gnostic or Gnosis is. Gnosis is Greek, and it means knowledge. Let's establish a definition for the word Jew, which is a relatively recent term, and you said that the Bible is a Jewish book. What do you mean by that?
Well, basically, what it's a Jewish book, but also it's based on what the Roman Church came up with. I've got an article on the internet And again, if you use search engine, use my name, it'll probably come up. I entitled it Rome Created Christianity. And it shows that how the Roman Church, basically to try to strengthen the Roman Empire, the Emperor Constantine, and later his mother Helena, decided that the Roman Empire needed a new religion. The old religions of Rome were basically no one paid much attention to them anymore. So they saw that there was another religion at that time, Mithraism, that almost became the Roman Church. And it was very similar to Christianity and had a bread and wine feast and all of that connected with it. But they chose Christianity because it was brand new, and they thought they could simply co-opt it, which they did, and took it over and made it into the Roman state religion. And they took it over about 325 A.D., depends on which scholars you follow and all of that, but around 325 A.D., they took it over, and they made it the Roman state religion, and they took the old pagan temples and recreated them into Christian churches. They took some of the old pagan deities and saints and made them into Christian saints, and just basically restructured what was the Christian religion. And it overlooked, basically, that a lot can happen in 325 years. Early Christianity, really, when you start studying more about it, had really very little to do with what stands before us today. The Christian religion, for over 300 years, the Gnostics, again, they are the best way to translate that is knowledge seekers, I think. But the Gnostics were a heavy part of early Christianity for the first 300 years. When the Romans took it over, they simply just did away with all of that. And I say we were very, very, very fortunate that the Nag Hammadi texts were found in Egypt, and the Gospel of Thomas is one among those. And I believe lady's book you referred to, I think that lady is Elaine Pagels, P-A-G-E-L-S. Am I correct about that?
Which book are you referring to?
Yeah. She did a book about the Gospel of Thomas.
Oh, right. Okay. No, this is written by a gentleman, and I'll have to find it during the break. I bought it as a Kindle.
Well, I'm sure it's a similar. I'm sure it's a similar work, but yeah, you can all the Nag Hammadi texts, the Gnostic texts, again have been fully translated and are available online with no charge at all. There's a website, has them all on there. I do not have in front of me right now the exact name of the website, but just, again, do your search engine with N-A-G space H-A-M-A-D-I, Nag Hammadi, and you'll come up with it, and you'll find a fascinating, fascinating bunch of material that you never saw in your Christian church. You probably won't see it, and your pastor never told you about.
Okay, the book that I am referring to is called The Gospel of Thomas, A Blueprint for Spiritual Growth, and it was written by David Capps, C-A-P-P-S, and it's an outstanding book, and well worth reading.
I'm glad you bring that to our attention. I've heard of the book, but I have not read it yet, and I plan to do that. That sounds like a great, great way to spend some time and learn more about, if you're going to be a Christian, might as well learn what the facts are about the early church. And again, this is stuff, depends on what kind of church you go to, but 99% of them, you're not going to hear anything about it in the church. And you're not going to hear a pastor talk about it. You're not going to hear any sermons about Gospel of Thomas or anything like that. So you're going to have to find it on your own.
Indeed, because the churches have been, well, corporatized, infiltrated, and certainly want to tell you what to believe when it's, I think religion is a very personal thing. And I think, as my friend also mentioned, Carol mentioned, she said there's a big difference between religiousness or religiosity and spirituality. You can be spiritual and not necessarily belong to a corporate religion. So I think that's an important thing in that.
I love to hear you say that because, yes, spirituality, quote-unquote spirituality, in a way has very little to do with what we call religion. Religion is usually a code of beliefs that you must subscribe to in order to be considered a Christian. This seems to be the case. Again, what we're talking about this morning on the radio is really you're not going to hear about it in your local church. And you go to ask, if you go actually ask your pastor about some of these things, and I always said that the most evil thing you can do is take him or her a copy of my book and let them look at that and see if they can explain it. I don't think they'll be able to. They'll just simply tell you that, you know, God has revealed to us in the Christian church things we need to believe, and that's what you need to believe. They may not say it quite that dogmatically to you, but one way or another, that's what you're going to hear.
Exactly. And, okay, well, let's get into your book a little bit here, and where do you want to start?
Tell me where you were looking at, and we'll just start.
I jump all over the place. When I buy a book, when I purchase a book, or before I purchase a book, I always check to see if it has an index. That's number one for being a good book. And then number two, I always look, of course, at the table of contents. And the thing about your book is that you don't have to start with chapter one and then read to the very end. You can jump around, which is what I have a tendency to do. Chapter 13, Unveiling the Kabbalah, the Saga of Sorcery, and Psychopolitics. Now that looks really intriguing. What, can we start there?
Yes, let's start there with the Kabbalah. That's a very mystical part of the Talmud, which basically is, a lot of listeners probably already know, that modern Judaism, the religion called Judaism, is basically has very little to do with the Old Testament. It has to do with the Talmud. The Talmud is a huge, huge collection of works. The Sonsino edition of Talmud has 55 volumes, I think, and they're coming out with a new edition now.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome, and we are talking about his book, which is available from the Barnes Review. It is entitled From the Temple to the Talmud, and as I mentioned, it was published by the Barnes Review, one of my favorites. All righty, you were going to talk to us about...
Well, we're going to talk about the Kabbalah a little bit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's a very strange collection of literature. First of all, the Hebrew translation of Kabbalah is basically the whispered tradition, which means that for the most part, it's not written down. Yes, there are, you go to a New Age bookstore, all of this, and you can find an old section will have stuff telling you about Kabbalah, and you have our great celebrity, Madonna, who claims to be now Jewish, and to have be studying the Kabbalah. But basically, in the Jewish tradition, in the true Jewish tradition, no one but males is allowed to study it, and no one, and males above the age of 40. So it's something that's a really basically a closed tradition, and you wonder really how much... First of all, and I think we said this on program before, basically when you study the Talmud, you find that Gentiles, the Goyim, as they're called in Hebrew, are forbidden to know, really to study any of it. And it's considered a death penalty if they do not that we know that anyone has actually been executed for that, but that's what they say, and that's how seriously they take it. They don't want the Goyim, the Gentiles, to know anything really at all about it. But when you study Kabbalah, basically lies at the heart of a lot of Western mystical traditions, and it's an interesting phenomenon that you can find all kinds of books to read. By the way, I'm glad you mentioned my book and the fact that I hope this is true, that you look at the table of, if you get the book, look at the table of contents, and you don't have to read from chapter one on. You can just, I hope it is written in a style and a way that you can just pick out a chapter that sounds interesting to you, read that, be informed about that, and then move on to something else. So I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. And yes, Barnes Review published the book. That is a great publication. And again, if you go to barnesreview.org, run my name, Harold Rome, you'll come up with all kind of articles and stuff, as well as how to buy that book. If you want to purchase ebook version of it, email me. I'm going to give you one email address, and you can use it. Eagle Revisionist, EagleRevisionist, Eagle Revisionist at AOL.com, Eagle Revisionist at AOL.com, and I'll be delighted to correspond with you about anything that we're talking about today. And basically, the Kabbalah is something that the Jewish religion does not really want you to know anything about. And essentially, like a lot of other things, it is used as a money-making technique. And so, celebrity idiots like Madonna, if I may say such a critical thing about her, are ones that promote it and promote the religion. And basically, the Jewish religion as it stands, which is not really all that much based on the Old Testament at all, it's based on the Talmud, and a part of the Talmud, the mystical part of the Talmud, is called Kabbalah, and that's what we have before us. Most Western mystical, magical systems rely very, very, very heavily on traditions of the Kabbalah. Very little of the Kabbalah is written down until in the 1500s. There began to be some of it published. But again, when you realize that it translates as the whispered tradition, and that in the Jewish religion that only men above the age of 40 are allowed to study it at all, and they never write anything down about it. So we have a tradition that is truly a closed tradition, which is true of most about the Talmudic religion, as I think a lot of our listeners know.
All righty. Now, you talk about the Tree of Life, which is central to the Kabbalah, and it's, you say, here on page, I think it's page 16, the Tree of Life, central to the Kabbalah, whose fruit made gods of those who tasted it, was a mere symbol long before the day of Moses, incorporated into the Indian and Egyptian mythologies. It survived in the Christians' early belief and has even left its traces in the Tuba or paradisic. in the tree of Islam. That is a hard word to pronounce. Paradisical. Yeah, that's it. Paradisical. Okay. The cosmogony of Moses may be traced to the same origin. And this is from Burton, the Jew, the Gypsy, and El Islam.
Yes, it is. When you get into the Kabbalah, you find the actual beginning meaning of the magic number. I say magic put in parentheses, of 6 million. And it was not just after World War II that they came up with the figure, 6 million Jews died. The figure was used many, many, many times. And it is it's an ultimate magic number in the Hebrew Kabbalah system. It's the ultimate number of souls, which are 600,000 times the 10. Sephiroth, Holocaust, means burnt offering or sacrifice of fire. And that's what we're told happened in the so-called Holocaust, where the German people are accused of all kind of atrocities against the Jewish people. But when you look at the evidence, you really don't find what you would think you would find. And even the figures have been released about Auschwitz. Auschwitz, which was in Poland, was supposedly a quote-unquote death camp. But when you look at really what the facts are about what Auschwitz was, it was a labor camp, and they produced uniforms and many other needed materials for the German military forces. And it was not an extermination center so much at all. And over the years, the figures, and I think now if you go visit Auschwitz, which I have not done, but when you go there, you find that they have changed the number of people who supposedly died there. And really, when you look at the total number of the ones that died, many of them died from typhus and other diseases that they brought into the camp when they were brought from all sections of Europe to be there.
Right.
So, yes, that a lot of we're deceived or we're told about the so-called Holocaust, and that continues to go on. That was the main rationale for establishing the State of Israel. The British Balfour Declaration that came out before all of that never really talked about creating a Jewish state, talked about creating a Jewish homeland, but it ended up becoming a state, and now it's one of the most dangerous nuclear powers in the world. Again, if you check online and read around about it, you'll see that the State of Israel probably has more than 300 nuclear weapons. Nobody wants to talk about that. And they criticize the Iranians and what they're doing and saying that they're trying to create a bomb and all of that. But when you look at where the bombs really are, find that there are more of them in Israel than anywhere else.
Let's go to the name of the book. From the Temple to the Talmud. Can we talk about the temple and what kinds of things occurred there and some of the rites and the rituals? And we can do that when we come back from our break in 3 minutes.
I hear
the music. Yep, there it is. We'll be right back.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome, and he is the author of From the Temple to the Talmud. It was published by the Barnes Review. Barnes Review is barnesreview.org. And you're going to tell us what kinds of things, what kind of rites and rituals did they practice in the ancient temple?
Well, a lot of what is that became the Hebrew religion came out of the time they were in Egypt and Babylon. The Talmud came directly out of Babylon. But the temple, and when you go visit Jerusalem, which I did as a much younger man, can't go back today, I'm sure, would not be a wise thing to do, but you were shown the so-called Wailing Wall, which is supposed to have been the outer wall of the temple and all that. But when you get into reading around about archaeology, of biblical archaeology and all of that, you find that that may or may not have been the actual location of it. So they don't, in a way, we don't really know where it is. And you have a very radical group of Zionist Jews in Palestine today that want to reestablish the temple and rebuild it. And unfortunately, the where they want to rebuild it stands the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which makes that a little bit difficult to do, but that's what they want to do. a good Jew back in those days, a good Hebrew back in those days, you had to come to the temple and sacrifice a worthy animal.
Yeah, and let's define that. Because we say Jew, and when I think of Jew, I think of the tribe of Judah, and there were 11 other tribes, and so it's probably more accurate to say Hebrew because all of the tribes, at a certain point were going to Jerusalem, going to Jerusalem to make sacrifices, to take animals, purchase animals when they got there, and to make sacrifices. And so it could be Hebrew would be more accurate, wouldn't it?
Yes, Hebrew is more accurate. I appreciate you saying that, Dion. Yes, it is, because there are 12 tribes, and they all sacrificed at the temple. The Samaritans, which were an offshoot of the others, sacrificed on top of a mountain instead. But basically, when you came to the temple, you were, first of all, they had a big scam going. You couldn't spend regular money at the temple to buy your animal to sacrifice. You had to go to money changers. What a surprise. And
well,
you had to go to money changers.
I'm sorry. Is that because people were coming from all different kinds of areas where
they had different currencies? Yes, that was one thing that was said, but even if you had the current currency of the day in Jerusalem back then, you could not use it at the temple. You still had to change your money.
Oh, okay.
And then when you bought the animal, the goat, the dove, or whatever you could afford, and they sacrificed that, I consider that a very abominable and horrible thing. I very much believe we should avoid cruelty to animals at all. But they did not. That's basically what the temple was about animal sacrifices.
What was the purpose behind this animal sacrifice? Was it symbolic of something else? Didn't the sacrifice have to be firstborn and perfect, no physical issues?
Yes, that is true.
And it symbolized a Messiah?
Well, yes, it did, and it was essentially a ritualized killing. That's what the temple was really all about, was ritualized killing.
Yikes. What else did they do?
Well, they didn't really do that much other there. Basically, the sacrifices were the things that was the main impetus for having the temple, and they had a special collection of priests, Kohanim were the main priests, the Levites were assistant priests, and those were, basically cults within the Hebrew religion back in those days that dominated, and, they had to be in the temple. They had to be the ones that did the sacrifices, or it did not count otherwise. So the temple was really, in a way, a huge scam on the people, and it propagated a horrible animal cruelty.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Indeed. All righty. Let's see, where are we here? So we're talking about animal sacrifice. I can't imagine building a building. And of course, they had the tabernacle out in the wilderness when they were traveling. And then they built this large temple. And there is a model of that temple in Jerusalem. Did you see the model when you were there?
Yes, you can see that. Again, if you get a chance to visit Israel, I advise you to do so, to see what is really there, and be careful what questions you ask,
they won't answer them. I found out that many years ago when I was there. Yeah, we were shown the Wailing Wall, and then I asked the Israeli appointed guide we had. I said, oh, I see a golden dome building up there on the hill. What is that? And rather than tell me it was Al-Aqsa Mosque or anything like that, he just said, well, that's another tourist site. We can't see everything. He didn't want to talk about it.
Now, I did visit the Dome of the Rock and went into the building. It was very much secured. You had to go through a metal detector. You had to take off your shoes. You had to leave all of your jackets and your purses and your backpacks and everything behind before you could go into that building. And that is where the Zionists, the Jews, intend to build their new temple, which, of course, obviously they're going to have to destroy the Dome of the Rock in order to do that. So that's kind of a tricky situation that they have there. Now, you were talking about the Kabbalah, and when you first talked about the Kabbalah, I remember the movie Yentl. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I saw that movie a long time ago, yes.
Barbara Streisand, she played the, she pretended to be a man so that her father died, then she pretended to be a man so that she could study the Talmud, and so she could be like one of the guys and learn what apparently learning was something that was exclusively for a guy, for a man in Judaism.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, the women are not really greatly respected in the Talmudic religion at all. And a lot of Americans, a lot of women don't really want to hear about that. But it is a male-dominated religion, and the movie Yentl that you mentioned is a very, very, very good example of this, that women just simply are not allowed to really fully share in the Talmudic religion of today.
Why is that?
Well, you could say it's sexism. I don't know how you want to look at it, but whatever it is, can I hear the music?
Right. Okay, so we will pick this up on the other side of the break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest today, Dr. Harold Rome.